Department of Homeland Security are actually the good guys. Post Malone is becoming more conservative. Trader Joe's isn't about a cancel culture. And Jonathan Isaac is the boldest man in the NBA. I'm Adam, and this is the Mount Westmore Podcast. All right, in the past, I've talked about DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, being sent into Portland and other big cities to stop all the rioting and burning. Well, of course, the Democrats paint more law enforcement as the bad guys. Here's a couple lies they continue to spread. The officers do not have uniforms. Excuse me? Yes, they do. We have videos and photos of this to back it up. Like, it's pretty obvious, all right? They're not clearly marked uniforms. Yes, they are. They say DHS right across the front, and they sometimes have officer numbers and names on them. They are not allowed to force people to stop protesting. Okay, first off, we've gone over this a million times, okay? Protesters do not burn and loot and destroy stuff, okay? That is what terrorists do. And it's DHS's job to stop people from doing this stuff. It's in the name. They are defending the homeland. And I am sick and tired of the media painting our heroes as bad guys. They defend us, and because of their sacrifice, we can go outside and not be afraid. It is the government's most important job to protect its citizens, and that is what President Trump is doing by sending these men and women into these cities. Stop pretending he is trying to destroy America, and DHS is his secret police. He is the most pro-American president we've had in a long time, and he is sending the DHS in because he genuinely loves and cares about the American people. Stop lying, CNN, okay? Stop lying, MSNBC. I am tired of politicians, mostly Democrat politicians, trying to get more power and putting a bunch of regulations on law enforcement and military. The men and women of our military, to this day, have to think about rules of engagement before they do anything. And our local and federal law enforcement have to do the same. These people are paid to protect the people and the country. Let them do their freaking jobs. All right, earlier this week, Post Malone revealed his stance on the mask mandates and the lockdowns. He went on Joe Rogan's podcast, and when the topic came up, Joe Rogan said, "It's scary to see what it's done to the economy. It's scary to see what it's done to civilization." Post responded saying, "Honestly, it's terrifying, and I saw that you can get a fine for not wearing a mask. Sometimes it's up to 600 effing bucks." He went on to say that it's weird you have to be forced to wear something. He also commented along the lines of, "How can you keep this up? People have to pay their bills and eat. Nothing will be left of the economy if we keep these stupid lockdowns up." I'm telling you, man, people are waking up, okay? Post has come out as being pro-Second Amendment in the past, and now this. He is waking up. He's seeing how the left and Democrat politicians brainwash people into feeling afraid. We're never completely safe all the time, people. You have the risk of dying in a car crash every day, but we don't shut down for that. It's time to move on, all right? Just wash your dang hands, wear the mask if you feel like it, stay away from people, and get back to work. We need to get up and running again. All right, the cancel culture is back at it again. Now they're taking swipes at the grocery store chain Trader Joe's. They want Trader Joe's to change the names on some of their foreign products because they, quote, are dangerous racial stereotypes. Here are some of the names of the products they want to change. Some of their Mexican products are named Trader Jose's. Some of their Chinese products say Trader Ming's. And some of their Middle Eastern products are Arabian Joe's. Wow, guys. I don't know if I've ever seen anything more racist in my life. You guys totally know America isn't racist when they have to make up stuff like this to say it is racist. But I loved Trader Joe's response to this petition. They said, quote, "We do not make decisions based on petitions." They went on to say that this was a way that they could have fun with their customers. And they even asked customers of the races they were supposedly offending. And all those customers loved the names. They thought it was a fun way to get involved with the customers. That's all we have to do, guys. We just have to deny them when they want us to get rid of something. Just because some white college kid that doesn't have a job thinks something is racist doesn't mean we have to let him get rid of something. We have to deny that. All right, moving on to the NBA. I cannot stand the NBA right now. I've pretty much decided I won't watch any sports except maybe college football in the fall if we even have it. It's just getting too political. I'm tired of the left getting involved. But I may, however, watch an Orlando Magic game after seeing what my new favorite athlete, Jonathan Isaac, did. This man is as bold as it gets right now in our culture. If you guys didn't see it, he's the first NBA player to stand for the national anthem since the season started back up. You can see in the video, if you look it up, that he's not only the only one that stood for the anthem, but he didn't wear a Black Lives Matter t-shirt. When he was asked about that after the game, he said he didn't kneel because he feels that it's the right thing to do is we should only ever kneel to God. Then when asked about not wearing the t-shirt, he said he thought wearing a shirt or kneeling for the anthem does not do anything for black people. And he said that the thing has helped him his whole life is, quote, the gospel of Jesus Christ. He went on to talk about the Bible supporting all races and that we all make mistakes, but Jesus forgives us if we ask. And we can move forward from that. You know, it's sad that a man standing for the national anthem and not wearing a t-shirt is controversial. That should be the one thing in our country that shouldn't be controversial. We've got to take back sports, and we've got to take back the anthem. We have to stand and deny them. The left keeps trying to politicize everything. Sports are made to be a distraction from the garbage of politics and everyday life. Don't bring the garbage into them. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to subscribe wherever you're listening so you can be up to date on all the newest content. Remember to just go out there and stand for our national anthem and take pride in our nation. I'll see y'all next week.